huge year. Reflect on it for me, if you would.
Well, it just got started here in December when I was elected president, American Soybean Association. It's a great opportunity to be part of a really good organization. ASA is very effective in what we do. We've got a great board of directors who are dedicated to supporting soybean farmers and profitability for farmers. Great staff that helps us get some of those things done. So it's a really good opportunity to be in this position this year and just work with a really good team.
And there's a short list of some very fine folks in from North Dakota that have been in that position in the past.
Yeah, I couldn't even go through the history and know for sure, but North Dakota always sends, whether it's American Soybean Association, corn growers, other commodity groups, farmers who are passionate about what they do on their farms and about what these organizations can do to support farmers back home.
So will you be on the stage with Vilsack and EPA Administrator on Friday?
It will not be at the same time, but relatively close. We will have a panel of the farmer leaders of the organizations that are here, so soybean growers, corn growers, wheat growers, sorghum, equipment manufacturers. So the five of us will be on the stage doing a panel and a Q&A, and then I think following that, we'll hear from Secretary Vilsack and Administrator Regan.
When you got that huge audience, what do you want? What's the message from ASA and from you?
The message is thank you for being here. We're glad to see so many people here. It shows that you care. Glad to see a bunch of farmers here at Commodity Classic this year in Houston. And then the message is we need your involvement. We need your voice. We need your participation in our groups and our organizations. The more there's power in numbers, the more that you can be involved with our organizations, the better job we can do in D.C. and bringing back that value to the farm.
Still focused on farm bill, but there's so many other issues that are out there. What are some of the things that are on your priority list?
Yeah, starting with farm bill, you know, always our number one priority this year, trying to get that done. I think, you know, something that's right up there, that's just as important, and a lot of tricky issues coming forward with the pesticide regulations and other things with, like, the Endangered Species Act enforcement coming out of EPA. We're working with EPA as organizations to try and get something that's workable for the farmers back home so that we can keep those crop protection tools that we have and keep using them effectively and sustainably. But right now what's being proposed, some of those things are really not very workable on the farm. So just I think that's a top priority as well. Biofuels issues, really excited about some of the things that might be coming out with sustainable aviation fuel and other new biofuel opportunities. Infrastructure, waterways, rail, roads. And then I think, you know, we're here with a number of our other commodity partners. ASA and the United Soybean Board is here as well, our checkoff organization. So protecting the checkoff and making sure that farmers and, well, not just farmers, but politicians and policymakers in D.C. understand the value of the checkoff and the return that it brings back to farmers. It's not something that we as individual farmers can do on our own. We need that partnership and that investment. And that return on investment is just hugely important to farmers back home. So maintaining the checkoff and keeping that strong is on that list as well.
If I'm hearing you right, unity seems to be pretty important for all of the ag group.
For sure, and that's what really is nice about Commodity Classic. When you bring, over 10,000 people together, I think I've heard is what the registration are coming into this week. You get that group of people together, the opportunity to network, to share ideas. What we're doing here today with some of our state caucuses and groups is building policy priorities that will come together in a unified document for the American Soybean Association at the end of the week. That unity is important. Speaking in one voice is very effective when it comes to getting good policy done. So it's a good week for that as well.
I know you're busy. Appreciate the chance to connect.
You bet. Good to talk to you.